This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Protests and petitions have not changed the way that Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies collaborate with officers from the Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department. So the Northern California ACLU is asking a judge to intervene instead.
The case challenges an ongoing practice in Sonoma County that involves both the Sheriff's Department and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The sheriff and ICE, as it's known, are working together and targeting Latinos in Sonoma County for arrest for immigration violations, and they're holding them in the jail without any criminal charges. That exceeds the authority of local law enforcement agencies in California, and we believe it exceeds the authority under federal law as well.
Julia Harumi Mass is the ACLU staff attorney who has been pursuing the case, which was first filed last September. The suit alleges that local law enforcement is detaining individuals suspected of being undocumented and holding them in the county jail without filing any criminal charges until ICE officers can arrive and take them away. Doing this, says Mass, violates two important constitutional rights.
The practices and the way they're carrying it out, we believe, violate the rights of residents of Sonoma County to be free from both unreasonable searches and seizures under the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, and also they violate their right to equal protection because we believe they're engaging in racial profiling.
The Sheriff's Department has vigorously denied all accusations of racial profiling by deputies. Their motion to have the case dismissed is due to be heard in federal district court in San Francisco tomorrow. But Attorney Mass says her larger focus is the challenge of the regulatory justification being used to enable the detentions.
That regulation allows local law enforcement agencies to let ICE know if they have someone in custody who they believe to be undocumented, and then ICE can issue a detainer or a hold to ask that the local law enforcement agency keep that person in custody for 48 hours plus the weekend until ICE can come and pick them up if they want to.
Mass contends the regulation is being abused to justify having people who were charged with minor offenses kept in jail longer than they should be.
ICE and the Sonoma County Sheriff are using these detainer forms to initiate custody rather than the intended purpose, which is to keep somebody who's already in custody on a valid criminal charge after their release date.
The ACLU suit also questions the wide application of this regulation. Mass says that researching its origins found that the regulation was first approved for use only in drug cases.
The regulation relies on a statute that was enacted by Congress under the Anti-Drug Abuse Act of 1986, which limited the detainer power to people who were arrested for controlled substances violations.
The plaintiffs in the suit are the Committee for Immigrant Rights of Sonoma County, plus two young men who contend they were illegally detained here in Sonoma County. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.